One of the things that that goes as part of this is you get an opportunity to celebrate back home. For the people that, you know, the AAA friends that you were with or minor hockey or family and friends, how special is August 20th going to be?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a lot of fun. I think the most exciting thing about winning this thing is just being able to share it with, I mean, first off, your family, your close friends that you grew up with, and then giving it back to the city that I grew up in. I mean, you know, this city obviously has a special place in my heart, and to be able to share it with the people of Belleville makes it that much more special, and, you know, something I'm looking forward to.
You only get you get 24 hours with it or whatever the time frame is, but there's going to be an opportunity for people to come see you, to come see the Cup. Give us the details that we know at this point as far as the location and the time frame.
Yeah, so, aiming for 12 noon, just to be able to bring it to CAA Arena, and we're going to be able to showcase it a little bit and have people come up and take a picture and get an autograph or whatever. It's still working out a little bit of the details on that, but excited to be able to share it with the city of Belleville, and you know, for young kids that obviously have aspirations to play in the NHL, they can come and see the Cup and take pictures with me, and be able to share with them. It's going to be special.
Did you ever go see 2009 with Matt Cook or Brad Richardson or with Mark Crawford? Do you ever remember going to see the Cup as a kid?
No, it's funny. I mean, I trained with Richie a little bit. And then obviously I got to play with Richie in Arizona and became real close with him. I still talk to him to this day. But I never actually got a chance to go see it. But obviously those guys are people I looked up to growing up and playing minor hockey and in the Quinney area. And those guys were special players and special people, and never got a chance, but it's nice that it's kind of come full circle to be able to do it myself and, you know, follow along the footsteps of those guys.
You know, 2 years ago, you eliminate the Toronto Maple Leafs on a goal you score, and this year you had to play kind of an every, like there was every role you had to kind of fill in on with the club this year. Was it a win by committee with this club, and talk about the experience of that seventh game?
Yeah, no, such a special run. I mean, our team is so selfless. Everybody was pulling on the same rope. I mean, I just can't speak for the amount of success we had. We did it, you know, obviously by committee, and we had so many guys step up and play different roles, and not once did anybody complain about ice time or power play time or stuff like that. We had one goal in mind, and that was to win. And I mean, looking back 2 years ago when we were in the finals, and I mean, we were kind of beat up there at the end there, but you know, this year we're obviously lucky enough to stay healthy, and such a special run, and then going up 3-0 on Edmonton, and them coming back and then forcing game seven, and couldn't script it up any better. But yeah, such a special run. Such a special group of guys, close friends that you'll keep in contact with forever, and you know, definitely a season I'll never forget.
Would it have been as special if you hadn't lost last year? Do you think that hunger and that disappointment and that sadness creates an even bigger ecstasy of winning?
Yeah, I think so too. I think, I mean, it's such two different years. I think going into the playoffs 2 years ago, we were the underdog, and we kind of had a chip on our shoulder, and I mean, beating Boston, who had the best season in regular season history, that was crazy. That was obviously crazy. Game seven overtime, just being on the ice for that moment, super, super surreal. And then going into Toronto, childhood, you know, favorite team, the Leafs, being from Ontario, scoring that goal, obviously the biggest goal of my career. And then Carolina, we sweep them. And then Vegas, we kind of run into some injuries, and then losing five, and then no one expected to be there. But then I think in the summer it kind of fueled us to get back there again. And then going into the regular season this season, I think we just kind of kept the momentum going, and then we finished first, and then you get home ice advantage and all that stuff that plays into it. And then all the stuff we learned from 2 years ago and kind of bring it into us, propel us into this year to win. And I mean, obviously going up 3-0, and then like I said before, game seven not overtime, but game seven at home, to win it at home in front of our fans was special.
Tell me about that second that you touched it, and then the other half of the question, what was it like to see your parents or your wife? Yeah. Who was the thing that brought tears to your eyes when it was a family member that touched it?
Yeah, no, that was special. Just being on the ice and then seeing my wife and come on the ice, and then obviously how happy she is. And then I had a couple of my buddies there, which was awesome. They got to come into the room after and celebrate with all the boys, and all the family members that were there were able to celebrate in the room after. It was probably my favorite part.
Yeah.
And then the parade. I mean, I had my daughter there at the parade. The weather wasn't great, but she kept a great attitude.
Yeah.
The parade was awesome. The fans were awesome. I mean, a thunderstorm, but just to have it down there in Fort Lauderdale, A1A, was electric. It was the energy was awesome, and that's probably going to be two of my favorite parts.